My name is Jeremy Staub. I'm a member of the Santee Sioux Tribe. I am the Technical Assistance Manager here at First People's Fund. Mainly, I work with our community-based partners and helping build the capacity in their communities to support the Native arts in their community.
I'm Brandy McDonalds. I am the Program Manager. I am Chickasaw and Choctaw, enrolled in the Chickasaw Nation. And I work here at First People's Fund with supporting the Native Artist Professional Development trainings. And then I also work with the Youth Initiative, working with young people on the Pine Ridge Reservation through providing a platform to have their voices heard through spoken word and poetry.
And this morning it was announced this idea of Rolling Res Arts, if I'm getting that right. And it's a mobile art space, it's a business development center, and it's a bank. And I'm assuming this is on some kind of bus altogether. That's things you wouldn't think of in the same sentences. Why are these three things together for those who might not understand this?
Well, I think when we think about, you know, creative economies, especially particularly when we think about creative economies in Pine Ridge, we see kind of this big obstacle of distance with, you know, the nine distinct districts there in Pine Ridge Reservation. We have all of these needs for financial access to capital for the artist, access to creative spaces. And so how do we combine that? How do we make these things accessible to all the artists in the communities and to all the community members that are looking and needing financial education and looking to do banking on Pine Ridge? And so it was interesting collaboration between a long-term partnership with Lakota Funds and First People's Fund and with Art Space. So ArtSpace is also the partner on the mobile unit. So all of these partners coming together, you know, looking and creating this vision of how to service all of these community members that don't have always reliable transportation. So how do we get the resources and leverage our funding and resources to service this huge area, you know, that's Pine Ridge?
So Pine Ridge itself is the size of Rhode Island and Delaware combined. And so sometimes the districts are very isolated. And so one community can be 87 miles one way from apart from each other. Well, 87 miles one way to get to the other place. So what this mobile unit does is it's a multifaceted traveling art space that will be able to link those two communities and link the artist and the just provide a stronger networking bridge for each other. So it'll be able to have artists that may be on the other side of that 87 miles to be able to hold workshops or to be able to access resources in that other community and to create a space for the culture bearers to provide a larger net in order for them to continue to provide that ancestral knowledge to the different districts around the area.
The idea that this is a bank is intriguing to me too. We've covered the need for banks on Pine Ridge and other reservations in South Dakota for a long time. We covered, of course, the first bank on Kyle there, the credit union that went into place. I want to ask, why is it important that the financial aspect of this whole thing? And is this going to give people access to banking services that they wouldn't have had access to otherwise in some of these small communities, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. So we're thinking about, you know, asset building in the long term. You know, how do we get people comfortable with banking? And traditionally, there may be some mistrust in banking. And so how do we rebuild those relationships and instruct people on how to balance their bank accounts, you know, checking accounts, and how to utilize credit? And so the mobile unit will allow them to have access, or at least extend Lakota Fund Credit Union's services to all those areas. And so what it does is it allows for them to offer these services. Not everyone that, you know, they're based in Kyle. So not everyone is coming to Kyle to deposit their checks into a bank account there in Kyle. A lot of them are, you know, cashing them, you know, in their own districts at the gas station or wherever. So what this does, it builds that relationship, but also allows for the opportunity for the credit union to offer more services and resources to the community members. Again, the financial literacy, maybe credit repair, credit coaching, discussing different lines of credits that are available to them for, you know, could possibly be microloans for small business development. You know, there could be even smaller loans for artists, you know, interested in purchasing supplies and materials and inventory for their art products and things like that. So there's different services and products that are available, but it's looking at how the community members, clients can utilize those services to help them look at developing small business and then moving into bigger business, you know, and expanding their small businesses that they may operate right out of their own households, you know, and getting access again to the supplies and materials through a line of credit, you know, which may allow them to, you know, start selling to a larger market, which may, you know, build onto them, you know, selling through an e-commerce site, you know, which, and then they may start thinking about traveling to different regions in the area to going to different art shows and markets. So all of this building off of starting with that, you know, financial literacy and credit building.
It also takes a little bit of the fear factor away from some of these topics because they are able to go into the community. It shows their investment within those isolated districts and provides more of a human touch to it. So that way, if there is questions or if there are challenges trying to kind of walk through some of these processes, that they're able to see the face and be connected to them, which kind of builds longer trust and longer relationships with the institution or the organization.
And let me make sure if I'm putting this in the right nutshell. It sounds like many people see a great potential for developing the creative economy on a place like Pine Ridge. There's a great potential with all the art there, with the culture there, with the depth of that. But you can't develop that economy without access to capital, without access to a bank, without access to a financial system. And so this really provides both of those. It boosts the creative ideas and spirit there. It also provides that financial backing. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. You know, so we're looking, you know, that's not the only possibility, but it's definitely, you know, one that is most replicated, you know, having that access to capital, being able to, again, invest into more supplies, more capital for the small business owners to invest back into their business or the artist. So, with the artists being able to utilize credit, it allows them to expand and develop their business at a faster rate than if they were working without a financial institution. You know, there is definitely a fear factor there with working with a lot of financial institutions. A lot of artists, you know, do have, you know, once I become liable to this bank or financial institution, you know, now is it creating my artwork? Is it turning it into a job now? What is something I have as a passion now into a job? And they start thinking about that. But once we start, you know, overcoming that and thinking about as a resource and tool and not a hindrance, then it really becomes more of a support to the artist than anything. And when using the capital to expand their creative business, you know, it can allow for them to, again, to purchase new materials, new machinery, new equipment. You know, it could get them to that next level in their arts career where they may have a new piece of machinery that allows them to do a new technique in their art form or medium, you know, or a new software that can really polish up their existing graphic design work or, you know, increase the quality of their images or their prints and things like that. So, you know, those are just some of the things that can be be accomplished by utilizing capital and lines of credit.
Right. And so First People's Fund did a market study that talks about what do artists need in the community and how art is a huge part of the community, that there is no separation, that it's just inherently a part of everything that Native people do within the community, and that artists, most people in the community or in the family are artists. And so thinking about what were the needs and what the needs is the feedback within that market study, that they needed access to capital, they needed different access to resources, a space space in order to do it. And this mobile unit looks at what are the needs of the community and what were the identified needs of the artist within the community and addresses a lot of those. It provides a space, it provides access to capital, it provides these resources, and it connects people in the community with mentors, with culture bearers at the same time, which is beautiful to think about, is that it's able to kind of do that and continue to move into the space that the people that have identified those needs live.
Sort of holistic approach is often you find.
Exactly, yeah.
Definitely. And like... touching on again on what Brandy mentioned, you know, this wasn't just created as something, let's just create this mobile unit.
Out of a whim.
There was market studies that were done. You know, they did talk to the artists in the community to find out what their needs were and how to address their needs, you know. And so that is, again, a part of this, the bigger vision.
What does this van look like? I imagine, you know, like a pink armored truck or something.
Yeah, the pink. I don't
know. Guard for truck.
Yeah, with like water gun spray cannons on top, you know, that spray out paint.
Yeah.
No, it's actually this really awesome shuttle, a mobile unit that has this amazing wrap on it that's just this brilliant like blue and green colors, and it's decorated in a Don Montalo, like original Buffalo Ledger style piece. It's just, it looks amazing, you know, you can just see it coming a mile away.
Right, and what we wanted to do is look at kind of how can we, I mean, it's an art mobile unit, and so we wanted to reflect the art that's in the area and is a part of the Oglala Lakota Nation. And so we looked at some of the Native artists that we have within our network and that is from the community, and that's when we worked with Don Montalo to think about ledger art. And it's the art that's on the unit is it's kind of these moving buffalo that are in transition. So not only thinking about how this is a mobile unit, but it has traditional ledger art, and they are moving on the same path. So you'll see it change different colors. And it's this bright blue, which is the color of the sky. And just thinking about these colors are colors that are reflective of the community, reflective of the plains. They have specific meanings within the community. And it's, you can spot it anywhere, right? When it goes on the ground or if it's from the area. What's also great is inside of the mobile unit, it's decked out with spaces. So it'll have a specific location for the banking. It'll have chairs. And then we'll be able to move the space around to be able to cater to if we want it to be a writing activity for young people, if we want it to be an art workshop or a banking area. And then there's different types of technology that's inside that we can do programming inside of the vehicle, or we can do it outside of the vehicle and be able to have another space so we can have two workshops going on at one time, which is exciting to think that it's not just necessarily dedicated to one specific art form, that it's so fluid, which is a reflection of our community as well.
Do you hope this is repeated in other tribal nations around the state, country? Is this something that you think can work in Cheyenne River, not only Pine Ridge, for example?
I think so. I think that the model itself is flexible enough to think about how do we address the needs of our community. Because it's kind of like we said, the community knows what its needs are and ways to address it and ways to kind of work around it because we live in those communities. And so thinking about what would work for areas that are the distance is pretty far or the resources are limited, and how can something similar to this be able to kind of transfer over to a space? And then if this is not the right type of model, then how do we work with the same idea and then work within those communities that would work for them?
Definitely. And so we've taken First Peoples Fund market study out to other tribal communities, and you know, it's the same theme. You know, they need the same needs: access to capital, access to space, access to supply materials, access to networks, access to different markets, electronical and physical. So we're seeing all of these same needs in all of these, you know, tribal communities. So this model can definitely be replicated, you know, throughout Indian country. You know, but we're also in the process of working on a physical space in Kyle, looking at, you know, funding, establishing the Lakota, Oglala Lakota art space, and which is going to complement the Rolling Res mobile unit. So we'll have a physical space there in Kyle that's going to have studio spaces, retail shop, classrooms, you know, just an expansion onto what we're already going to be doing with the mobile unit, but to complement each other. So seeing that, visualize it, to see it happen, you know, it's already in the beginning process. The EDA did award us some funds for that. So we're still working on fundraising to complete the project and begin, you know, construction on it. But it's so important to have that space there in Kyle, in Pine Ridge, to really look at tourism in the communities and how can art bring in tourists, and having that physical space there, supporting the artists and the artists displaying their art, they're going to draw people from Rapid City and other parts of the country to come to Pine Ridge to really understand and learn more about the Lakota people and to, you know, kind of celebrate the culture with the people, I think.
Right. And I just want to also acknowledge that without the support of Art Place and the Bush Foundation, that this mobile unit wouldn't necessarily be possible. And so through that, and through that generous support of the Bush Foundation and Art Place, and then also just thinking about the support of the community and everyone that's kind of come together, thinking Lakota Funds and Art Space and Oglala Lakota College, and just all of the different community members that have worked with us with First Peoples Fund, and then continuously, like, you know, provided these backings and shown up and just made this all possible. We're just really grateful for that.
Excellent. Well, Jeremy Stabb and Brandy McDonald, I want to thank you both for your time. Really appreciate it.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah.